Roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning,
that's disgusting.
Happy fish heads in the evening,
well,
floating in the soup.
Why are we talking about fish heads?
Well, because
that's disgusting.
Michael Markson sent me this song.
Uh huh.
Kelly.
Why?
Because he hates me.
I guess so.
And so I have this song stuck in my head permanently. Thank you very much. So I thought I would infect everybody else. I mean, I have a virus. I'm going to sneeze on you.
Okay. That's very Christian of you.
I know.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, I rock.
Yeah. Head out to see a movie. Yeah. Didn't this is good. To get it. Can you make it stop?
I wish I could make it stop. It's now our background music.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I quit.
No, what?
Go get yourself another podcaster.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about things you should always do. Just things.
You should know that you should always do.
Sure.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. It's Monday.
Uh-huh.
It's Monday.
It's the laundry's done. The trash has been taken out. The house is clean.
Wow. Mondays are great.
Yeah.
You know what you should always do?
What?
You should always lift the toilet lid up before you urinate.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
and do you have a problem
with
this?
Make a mess.
You have a problem with this?
No problem.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm, not a problem at all. You know what else you should do?
What?
You should always use the handle end of the fork, not the end that
the sharp end,
tines,
right.
Not the end with the tines, uh-huh. The other end to hold the fork by to eat with.
Yes.
Yes. Hold the fork with that end.
That's much more
And use
helpful.
The tines to eat versus
yes,
the, other,
you should.
The other way around.
Yes, you should.
It's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else you should do?
What?
You should always, like when you're driving down the highway,
yeah.
You should always have your eyes open.
Oh, that'd be good.
No.
You should always
unless you
open
need to blink,
the door.
Just to blink, you know.
You should open the door.
You should open the door
always
while you're going down the highway?
Always. No. Don't do that.
No. Open the door when?
No. Instead of walking into the door.
Ah.
You should open it.
First.
Yeah.
Then go in.
Right.
I see.
I've actually done that.
All right.
I have like some spatially, ever since I had Helen,
mm-hmm.
I'm like spatially.
Challenged?
A little off. I was going to say challenged, but I mean just, I'm like just like a, just a, like a, like a millimeter off. And
it,
so
you know
like,
what it did? It
so
messed like with your center of gravity.
I think so. So I run in. I mean, you've seen me do it many times.
You just walk flat into a wall.
No. I don't walk flat into a wall. I will, my shoulder will run in to the side of the doorway.
Maybe you're a half an inch wider than you were before you had Helen.
I'm not.
At the
I'm
shoulders.
Skinnier than before.
Well, you're
at
skinnier
Helen.
To the side, but maybe front on, you're like, maybe you're a half
my
an inch.
My shoulders?
I don't know. I'm making this up.
Okay.
Okay. But
telling me I'm wider is not really the best approach.
Okay.
No.
So you should never do that.
No.
That's something you should
never. You should
never
tell your wife she's wider.
You should always tell your wife she's pretty.
Yes. Yes, that's always good.
Are attractive.
Yes. Never make mooing sounds at your wife.
That's something you should never do.
No. Don't do that. No. Don't call her a heifer, even if you mean it nicely.
No. Well.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. heifer is not a bad word around here. You should always.
Uh-huh.
Always, always, always.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Obey the wet paint signs.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Unless you want
if it
paint
says wet
on
paint, you shouldn't like sit on it.
Right.
Because
yeah,
be bad.
Uh huh.
You should at least like put your hand there and make sure it's dry first, and then at least. You should always avoid like stray animals.
Uh-huh.
You should always do that.
Uh-huh.
That you don't know, don't have a collar.
Right. There's a dog running around our neighborhood. Have you seen him? He's a beagle.
No.
He's running around our neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's got a collar, but he's just wandering.
Wandering,
that's what people think about our cat, I bet.
I think they do. I took the little name tag off the cat with the phone number.
Because you're sick of people calling us.
Because I'm sick of my neighbors calling me and going, your cat's over here. I've got
and
your cat.
She's going to come back.
Yeah, okay.
Your cat's on the roof. Okay, she'll get down.
People rang the doorbell last night as we were eating
your
supper.
Your cat's on the roof.
Your cat's on the roof.
Okay.
Thank
that's good.
You.
There's a tree. She'll get down. She's good.
Your dog's in the backyard. Is this a code? Did I win? Are you from that big man?
You're not carrying a big check. I used to think that I could actually win that. I actually believed that I could have Ed McMahon come to my door during the Super Bowl.
Sucker.
I was. You know why? Because my grandpa always did. Only he never did lottery or anything. He only did Ed McMahon. That whatever that is.
Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm. And he'd always fill it all out and he'd do the sweepstakes and everything. And then every Super Bowl we'd
magazine?
Wait.
And he'd get the magazines.
And we wait.
What magazines would he get?
Oh, he had National Geographic, Pornographic. And he had Sports Illustrated.
You got to get like 10 magazines to actually get to the finals.
He had like Science Weekly or something like that because he was an electrician. And he got like, like all these history, you know, like World War II magazine and Reminisce
but
and all
that
stuff too. And then my grandma got Better Homes and Gardens and Southern Living and all that stuff too.
Did he ever win the sweepstakes?
No.
Oh.
But we always waited. And then as an adult, I thought, well, Grandpa thought that apparently there is much more. I mean, there's you have more of a chance to win this than you do like the lottery because I would never do the lottery. Mm-hmm. So I would fill it all out. And I mean, you're going to get magazines anyway, so you might as well get a good deal and then you might actually win something. But he never came. I would always make sure that I was showered and looked nice on Super Bowl Sunday. He might come to my door.
Well, I still appreciate the fact that you look nice on Super Bowl Sunday. Uh-huh. Always, 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 always throw those things in the trash.
What?
Sweepstakes.
Oh, I do now.
Yes.
Yeah, I do now.
Also,
never do any of that.
Always throw credit card offers in the trash.
Yes, I always do that. Tear them up.
Always, 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 always,
mm-hmm.
always,
mm-hmm.
always, always, always.
Oh, this is a good one.
Always.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Uh-huh.
Always, always. Always, 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 always,
okay, really
always,
we get it.
Always, 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 always,
what?
Always, 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 back up your data.
Yeah, you think you'd know that.
Yeah, you'd think I would.
You'd think Charlie'd know that too.
You think,
I mean,
well,
he's pretty smart.
Yeah, but I'm the database dude.
Yeah.
That's what I do for a living.
You've had things be lost before. Why wouldn't you back things up? Why wouldn't you learn your lesson like before with small things? Why would you let this giant thing happen?
Yeah.
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 That's not helping?
No.
Oh, okay. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, so what happened was Charlie was cleaning some stuff off the server, some of his old stuff. And we're doing My Life Ministries on a separate server than all his other projects. Because My Life Ministry is supposed to be, you know, it's a ministry and it needs to be self-sufficient and it needs to be nonprofit related and all these kinds of things. And so it needs to be on its separate server, paying for a server, you know, whatever. So he's getting all his stuff on, you know, on all his profit stuff on another server. Well, so he's deleting some, and, you know, at the same time, he's helping me out because he's helping me. We had some security issues and he's helping me edit, you know, get that cleaned up. Mm-hmm. And so we had to delete some databases because that's the way the little spam code got in, is it got in through an old WordPress database.
Okay.
It hadn't been updated. So he's helping me out by deleting some databases and things like that. And then he deleted a database and he said, well, that took too long. You know, it took 30, 40 seconds instead of 2 seconds. That was weird.
Wonder what that was.
It should have been empty.
Huh.
Shouldn't have taken very long.
Huh.
So he got to looking, and he deleted the forum database.
Oops.
Yeah, oops.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said it.
We can't repeat what he said.
I don't think we can repeat what he said. And so it was deleted, and it's like 4 or 5 years worth of conversations and energy and time and emotions, opinions and feelings and prayers. Gone.
It's gone. Poof. So now what?
Well, we thought that we pay for, through HostMonster, we pay for one of their services they offer is the automatic backup of databases.
Okay.
So we thought we were covered.
Right. That's what I asked. Well, isn't it backed up?
Yeah. Well, it should be. Yeah, that one wasn't one of the ones that got backed up because it was, it's a long story, but because we moved the old database to the new, whatever. Bottom line is, a blank database was getting backed up every month.
Yeah.
Or every week or whatever it was.
Oops. So you were trying to back it up. It just wasn't being backed up.
But at the same time, it should have been backed up on a local machine.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't. Oops. And so... Da, 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 da. There you go.
So always.
Always.
Back
always,
up your data.
Always to the 20th
data,
power.
Data.
Just data. Don't say data. That one is the one that
data
gets
data or data.
But don't say data.
Data is a person.
In the New York, they say data. Drives me batty.
Data.
Yeah. So anyway.
Data.
We actually found a copy of the database from April of 2008. So we lost about, was it 6 months worth of data?
Oh, phew. Well, that's good.
Instead of 4 years.
Well, that's good. But what about all the new people since
<They're gone>.
April? So now what?
If you join the forums since April and you go back to the forums and you can't get in, it's because we deleted you.
Not on purpose.
You will have to.
Not on purpose.
Resign
we still like
up.
You.
Yeah.
Please resign up.
Resign up.
Sorry.
Also, if you've been a member of Mile Off Ministries prior to April, it's like April 14th, I think, and you've changed your password since April 14th,
you'll need to fix that.
It's back to the old one again.
Yeah.
And if you can't remember it, get with me and we'll figure it out. I think you can actually request it to be sent to you through the email or something.
Huh. Okay.
If you've changed your email address as well, get with me. So we'll figure it out. So.
Okay. I think this is a good time for Faith Builder,
bad,
don't you?
Bad, bad, bad.
How come?
Bad, bad.
How come Ruth Ann's not sending us sending us a little scripture anymore?
Bad stuff. You took it over.
But I like
her. She doesn't have time.
Oh, she's busy.
Yes. If she would like to, Ruth Ann.
I would like her. I miss it.
If you would
it.
Like to do it, then.
I miss her. I miss her fast-paced little devotional. She's the only person I know who can talk faster than April.
There you go. And funny, when she was here, she hardly said 10 words.
She didn't say much at all. But I miss her devotionals, and I'm sure other people do. They were always funny and insightful and good.
Yes.
And I enjoyed them.
So give us what you got there.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
This is a good one. Psalm 147:1. Praise you. Okay, I think you have a typo. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Why do we have to use King James Version?
Because I like it.
Not in that. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sing praises unto God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto God. Sing praises.
All right. Well, it's Monday, so let's start the week off right.
Okay.
All
go.
Right. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for all the people who are listening. We just ask that you bless them. Put your hand upon them. Guide them through this week. And may we be a blessing to them through laughter, smiles, or maybe even a little help along the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's do our exercises. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Come on now. Everybody do their exercises. Now it's Monday. We got to get our blood pumping. Got to get it working. Blood pumping up and down. So we're going to do the Christian anesthetics.
Calisthenics.
Yeah.
Calisthenics.
Here we go. Elbows out. Hands up high. Come on.
Elbows out.
If you want to do a little jumping jack while you do this, that's good. It's even better. We do it sitting down, but you can do it standing up. Come on. You can do it.
Hands up high. Elbows out.
There we go. There we go.
Just say, I behave differently because God expects of me. A real
me how to live now that I'm clean. Jesus' blood cleansed, if you know what I mean. I'm a new creation. I haven't got salvation.
All right. Good job. Good job.
I used to do that dance, but no more.
Well,
now I go to church and I'm
sick. Faith has to go check up on Faith has to go check up on a baby. So we're going to pause the show and be right back at you. Baby's crying and stuff. And when she gets back, we'll move forward. We got comments from Jeff Roney we want to get to. So waiting on Faith now. Just waiting. I should probably pause the show so y'all don't have to wait with me. I don't know. You could wait with me. That would be all right. All right, I'm pausing the show. Okay, and we're back. Crying baby in lap and all.
Yep. Say hi.
Hold on. I dropped my papers.
Oh. Ow! Are you okay?
Ow.
Are you okay? There's something in your tooth.
Ow. Something in my... I probably broke it. Ow.
Is he okay? Does he look okay? Are you okay?
That hurt.
What are you doing?
I dropped my papers and I hit my head.
Well, I see that.
Seeing stars. Oh, owie. Okay.
You sure you're okay?
Yep.
Alrighty then.
That hurt.
Okay.
What were we doing?
I don't know.
Jeff Roney sent us a comment.
Uh-huh.
About the friends.
Uh-huh.
He says, I am not a friends person.
Well, then why are we reading this?
I don't know. That's a good, very good question. We should stop now.
Okay.
So what else you got?
Okay. I'm good. He says his wife is a friends person. Thus, he is not.
But why don't we hear comments from his wife then?
I don't understand.
So then we should hear the wife comments.
Huh. He says his biggest pet peeve is the episodes with the monkey. Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't like the monkey.
I didn't like the monkey.
He says there's other reasons, but he doesn't want to make it a novel. Well, and he loves The Cosby Show. Everybody loves Raymond and I Love Lucy. Well, who doesn't love I Love Lucy? It's the best show ever.
Everybody Loves Raymond was good back when the grandpa was on the ball.
It was just so mean. I didn't like their relationship. Raymond's and his wife's.
It got better.
Did it get better at the end?
Yeah.
Ugh. She was so horrible to him, and he was such an idiot, and I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like it when they make the husband look like idiots. Yeah.
But the I Love Lucy show, you can't really throw that in.
No, that doesn't count, because everybody loves that show.
That wasn't
and the Cosbys,
our era.
Too. I mean, that's like...
That wasn't our era.
The Cosbys is like in a league of its own, the Cosby Show.
It's not really a sitcom. It was more of a family show.
Well, isn't that a sitcom?
It was all the jokes were set ups. It was just very...
Well, that's a sitcom, Brad.
Yeah.
I hate it. What is in your tooth?
I don't know.
It's on this side. You like parsley or cilantro or something. What'd you have for lunch?
Parsley or cilantro or something.
Uh-huh. Did you have Mexican food?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All it's good?
Still there.
Yeah. Anyway.
He has a giant green thing in his mouth.
A giant green thing in my mouth. I'll get out in a minute. Good. Yummy. So what else? So just that's from Jeff Roney. He does the Roney Zone, by the way. RoneyZone.com.
Who?
RoneyZone.com. RoneyZone.
Like macaroni?
.com.
Okay, he's called macaroni to me now.
Wait.
Macaroni. Thank you for your comment about not liking
Friends or Mad About You or Seinfeld.
What's that about?
Something seriously wrong with him.
I think so.
Okay, so let's go. We got just enough time to do our Grow Kids Minute.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll check everybody on Tuesday.
Okay. What are we on?
This is for Jen Avilia of the Jaded Vasilian podcast.
Okay.
Because she enjoys these, evidently. Or
okay.
At least she did the first one. So, okay.
Have we only done one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So this is week two.
Oh, yes.
And it's about the husband and wife relationship.
Uh-huh. And priority relationship.
Priority relationship. And how when God created the family, he created it with a husband and a wife. And that was it. And it was complete. And hold on. We got baby issues here. There we go.
All right. So go sit on the couch, Lauren. I'll be done in just a minute. I'll get you a snack.
So when God created the family, he created a husband and wife, and it was complete. A lot of people think that
that you're not a family until you have children.
And that's just not the case.
But he created the husband and wife, and he said this, and it was good.
And it was good.
He was done. That
it's
was
not good for man to be alone.
No.
But with the wife, it was
He's
good.
He's not alone. He is complete.
So once you put the husband and wife as the priority relationship, then it can solve a lot of problems even before you get to disciplinary issues with your children.
Right.
Your children need to see you with each other and, you know, respecting each other, loving each other. So that's why
hugging, kissing.
Yes. Putting each other first, even over the children, because that way they have the right place in the family.
Right.
If they are first, if that's called child-centered parenting, and it's just not God's.
It's idolatry is
and
what it is.
It can cause problems.
They're little gods, little baby gods running around our houses.
Can become.
Because we worship them.
Also, if you're a single parent, then you can accomplish the same thing by allowing your children to see you worship the Lord. See you every day. See you read the Bible. See you pray. See you consult the Lord for wisdom when things come up. The
practical way to do this is what we call couch time, where you take time every day to sit down where your children are not involved. They need to see you do this. But where you sit on the couch, or they call it couch time, but you can sit at the table, whatever. We do it after supper, and we sit at the table, and Helen goes off, and she knows, oh, you're going to have couch time, okay. And then we sit and talk, and we talk about, you know, other things other than the children.
Yes.
We talk about our day and how it was going, and you know, sometimes it's a real quick 5 minutes, sometimes it's 20, sometimes it's, you know, a long time, sometimes, you know, but... It shows Helen that we are putting each other first before her. And they always say to do it when you get home
Work.
Yeah. But that makes it kind of hard because...
We do it after supper.
We do it after supper, and it just is easier that way. So you just find a time that your kids see you together.
And this is not
loving
while
each other.
This is not while the television is on.
No, there's no television. You can't be doing something else.
Because what that shows is you two both focused on the television, not focused on each other.
Right.
This is not while... The wife, the mother, is doing the dishes.
Right.
Or getting supper ready.
Or dad's reading the paper.
Or, you know, or working on a project. This is you two focused on each other. That's the point. Sitting across from each other, whether it's at the table or at the couch, and focused on each other. And, you know, and the kids need to see you also focused on the Lord.
Right.
As well. But the principle is, this principle this week is for each other.
Yes.
And it can solve a lot of behavioral problems in your children, especially
the younger
ones. We've
had a lot
of
kids sleep through the night when they start seeing that their parents love each other.
Yeah, kids get up in the middle of the night just so they can see their parents together, you know. Or they'll cause problems, and they'll suffer all kinds of spankings and punishment and all kinds of stuff just so that they can see husband and wife working together to solve a problem.
Working together.
So... There you go. There's the Grow Kids Minute for this week. Thank you very much for engaging us today.
I have three children and a toddler really wanting a snack.
I understand this. I see them running around the house, crawling around.
Yeah.
Waiting and peeking around doors, going, oh, they're still talking.
They're jonesing for some Honey Nut Cheerios or something.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on Two Blind Squirrels. Come by the forums at My Life Minute. If you've never been a member of the forum, or maybe you joined a long time ago and never really posted much, now's your chance to get in.
You got to start fresh anyway.
Everybody's starting new. MyLifeMinistries.org/forums. Thank you.
All right.
Bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.